HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Miss Priya. Priya was diagnosed with lupus at the tender age of 19. The progression of the disease caused severe impact to her physical and mental health. But she fought it all with utmost courage and bravery. Her story is one of sheer grit and determination. Priya was crowned Miss India Wheelchair in 2015 and was also awarded the prestigious Nari Pratibha Puruskar in 2017 by the Government of India. So come, let's listen to this champion story today on She Slays.
Hi, I am Priya Bhargav. Professionally, I am a practicing psychologist, YouTuber, educationist, freelance writer and fine artist, motivational speaker and model. I am a beauty pageant winner with a title of Miss Wheelchair India 2015. I am a brand ambassador of Miss Wheelchair World in India, brand ambassador of Foxy Save Girl Child and Women Empowerment. I am also a council member of Wiki's National Mental Health Council and a proud receiver of several awards like Excellence Award 2021 from International Human Rights Organization, Nari Pratibha Puruskar from Government of India, MSME in association with Women Entrepreneur Association, and many more. My diagnosis happened when I was 19 years old, and this disease which I am suffering from is called systemic lupus erythematosus. In short, it is called lupus since, as its name suggests, this is a disease which is an autoimmune, unpredictable, incurable disease, and that its name is systemic lupus erythematosus. So systemic means it can involve any of the systems. Similarly, this disease affects the superficial lining of any of the organs like kidney, heart, lungs, spinal cord, any of the superficial epithelia it damages. So that is why it is relating with lupus. Erythematosus is like it's a blood related connective tissue disorder. So this disease is incurable and it can affect any of the vital organs. Most of the time it is kidney or the heart which gets affected. I'm the rarest of the rare case where my spine got involved, and now my diagnosis says I'm a patient of SLE with TM, that means transverse myelitis, which has affected my spinal cord, and due to which I am paraplegic. I have to use wheelchair for commuting purposes. What happened after the diagnosis? I would like to tell you what happened before the diagnosis, since this is very important, which our audience must know how difficult it was with us to get it diagnosed. Actually, initially it was diagnosed as DLE, discoid lupus erythematosus, where only skin is involved. There is no involvement of any organ when it is DLE. So I used to have butterfly rashes over the face. I had sunburns and permanent scars, those scars which do not go easily. Those kind of scars, reddish marks used to happen, and then they used to get turned into black marks. They stayed over a year and then they vanish by itself. I had chill burns as well. But that was very difficult to diagnose it as a DLE, but luckily I was diagnosed with DLE, but doctors never told me that it can be converted into SLE, and that was something which made my diagnosis difficult later on. So what happened was I started getting fever, high grade fever, like 104, 106, like that, and I used to have butterfly rashes over the face. I had pain over my interphalangeal joints. So that was the time when it was difficult to handle that situation. So first of all, I was misdiagnosed two times. First, I was diagnosed with malaria since I had shivering and fever. So they thought, since that was the season of malaria, so they thought it could be malaria. Maybe MP test is negative, but symptoms are indicating that I had malaria. I was given hydroxychloroquine. And after a week of taking medicines, I was fine. up just a gap of 1 week happened and again I got same kind of symptoms again. High grade fever, a lot of weakness, your tongue sores and joint pain. So since I was given treatment of malaria, so they just denied that I would be having this malaria. So they thought second thing that what they could predict is typhoid. They did some test and that test was also negative. But again, they thought that these symptoms are related to typhoid. So maybe I have typhoid. So they had given me that treatment also. Again, I recovered. After 2-3 months, I got again same symptoms. And this time it was more severe. I had vomitings also, fever, then shivering. Rashes over there, and I was almost red over my face, and my fever went up to 100, 607. So lastly, what doctors decided was I should be admitted in a bigger hospital and there my treatment should go on. My dad was in army, so I was shifted to the military hospital. Luckily, since this disease is very rare, so at those days it was rare, like maybe patient used to die early, so that is why it was not something which doctors could predict easily. So luckily the doctor who was on duty on that day, he had seen some patient of this kind, so he guessed maybe I am having lupus. So he sent my blood for the test to a greater labs, and when my report came, it was mentioning that if normal unit of antibodies is 100, then my antibodies went up to 351. So that was a clear indication that I was having SLE. Now since this disease is very rare, my doctor told my mama that we want to discuss this thing with your husband and you need to just call him here. My mama messaged my dad and it took him 2 days to land there. When he came to the doctor and doctor told him that your daughter is suffering from a disease which is called SLE, and this is incurable disease, as I told you, and same thing my doctor told him. And again, his directions was that this, since this disease is incurable and only management is possible with the use of medicines and regular tests, so she has to undergo review every 6 months if she is doing fine. Otherwise, maybe she has to come every month for the review purpose, depending upon her condition. So since I was pursuing a bachelor's in physiotherapy during that time, I was in the first year. So I had read such kind of diseases in my pathology book. I was very confident. I thought that since I am going to get into this medical field and I would be a doctor someday, so why to worry? I will have to manage patients. Why can't I manage my disease? So I was quite confident when I got to know about my disease. I asked my dad to bring my pathology book in the hospital itself since I was admitted. So I used to read that book and I used to get acclimatized with the symptoms, what it is and how this symptom comes and like that. However, that paragraph was too small to understand about this disease. Doctors were happy that I am taking it positively. I was not horrified. I was not scared about the disease. My initial reaction was fine. When I was put on steroids, so these symptoms subsided, but the medicine itself had got its own symptoms, the side effects. So I complained this to my doctor also. What he does is he changed my medicine from steroid to a chemotherapeutic drug which is called methotrexate. I started noticing I started losing a bundle of hair from my scalp, and even I was almost bald over the frontal area. So it was becoming difficult for me to go to college in this kind of appearance. In college, some students are there which have the habit of bullying sida sada students, I would say. What they used to do is they used to comment from behind. And from that day, I was feeling depression. After finishing this MCA in June 2014, I decided that I should go to USA. My sister was there in USA. So I went for vacations for 2 months. When I came back, it was almost the end of 2014. One of my Facebook acquaintances who was pushing me for Miss Wheelchair India since 2013. I was not ready to participate in this beauty pageant because I could not correlate beauty with disability. So that is why I denied in 2013. When 2014 happened, he again told me, Professor Prabhat Ranjan, that you participate in that. Next week, I got a call from the founder and he interviewed me on telephone and he told me that Priya sent us some glamorous pictures of yours. After a week, I got a call from Professor Prabhat Ranjan in the morning at 8:30 a.m. and he told me, Priya, congratulations, you are among top 7 finalists in Miss Wheelchair India. And I was shocked. Then I discussed it with my parents and they said, go ahead, you always say that your life is so monotonous and you should do something if you want. I had stage phobia. I started practicing my speech in front of mirror, in front of camera, again going in the park and speaking. So in that manner, I started. That was a life-changing thing which happened in my life and everything changed after that. Mental health, whenever such kind of health conditions happen, like not only my kind of disease but any disease, when anyone gets diagnosed with, they have got that feeling of, oh my god, my life is ruined. This is the first statement that always comes to anybody's mind who is diagnosed with such kind of incurable diseases. But I would like to tell you guys, see, if you will work positively towards your disease, you would not get any mental issues regarding that. So regarding taking care of mental health, then you need to work on your diet. If you are taking balanced diet, nothing can happen to you. Most of the diseases happen all because we are taking junk foods or we are indulged in bad habits like smoking, alcoholism, several other weed and stuff. These things are relaxing you for a short period, but later on they are going to damage you on long run. So you need to understand, you think that you have taken a new birth where your demands are different, your needs are different, your necessities are different, and accordingly you have to work. So this is how you can manage your mental health and physical health as well. I feel lucky that I have got such a lovely parents who have always stood by me in my thick and thin. They have taken care of all the needs of me. So I would say I am lucky that I have got such parents. Regarding friends, yes, I am lucky that I have got few very nice friends who are not constantly in touch with me, even for a year. But still they are there who are watching me through Facebook, through WhatsApp or somewhere. And they know when I am in need. And when I am in need, I call them and they are there to help me out. But some friends are also there who are there only when I am successful, who are there when they want to have something from me. So several category of people you will get in the world. And now you need to decide whom to keep with you and whom you need to discard. And one has to discard such people as soon as possible when you see that they are misusing you. You should not help people all because you want something in return. So this is my idea, what I believe. Those having similar health battles, I would like to tell you guys, see, acceptance is the key. As soon as you will accept your condition and start working on it, you will recover and you will be able to manage it faster. Your inner abilities are the most important things. So I would suggest you that please work on your health, work on your disease. You can do anything. You can check your diet also. Maybe some diet element is there which is exaggerating your condition. You can experiment a lot. You just have to be positive. Significant lesson during my recovery is you need to believe in yourself. You need to dream no matter in what condition you are. You have to pursue your dream. If you do not pursue your dream, nobody is going to come and tell you that, hey, this is your dream and you need to do this and that and then you will get it. Have a perseverance, resilience. You need to be motivated. You need to motivate yourself. So being negative is not a bad thing. Negative is bad thing when you get more negative and you start harming yourself. But if that negativity is pushing you towards positive side, then it's a good thing. This is my thought and this is what I have pursued.
So this was Priya's story. A true she slays fighter indeed, isn't she? We hope that her story inspired you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host Chai Dabba signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.